information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
All right, well, Tom Bergeron may never go back to the ballroom. The former Dancing with the Stars host, who claimed to be blindsided when ABC fired him over the summer after 15 years on the show, revealed in a new interview that he won't return to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Okay, so during the commercial break, you had a really great idea. How about Tom Bergeron for replacing Alex Trebek?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. I'm hoping he's maybe setting something up here.
That is a good idea.
I love that idea.
That is a good
idea. And maybe it's all, the stars are all aligned Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, he might be saying like, hey, I'm not committing to anything. I'm open. Come court me.
Yeah. Who knows?
That's interesting.
I would
And that would be a good fit, you know? That's interesting. I've never thought of that before.
He would be a great fit. I just think he's very talented. Now, rapper and actor Common flaunted his abs in People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue, and he told People Magazine that his girlfriend Tiffany Haddish is part of the reason for his buff physique. And he said, listen, she contributed by inspiring me. When you have a great partner, you want to look good. But he also added that Tiffany wanted to take all the credit, because, you know, Tiffany Haddish, of course, she's probably going to have some fun with it. She was trying to take all the credit. But he was mostly inspired by his dad, Lonnie Lynn, who passed away from prostate cancer. So he wanted to start getting himself into better shape to honor his father. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
He seems like a good dude.
I've worked out 2 days in a row.
Way to go, Steve.
Oh, no, I don't say it for the credit.
Oh, you get a star. Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And a New Jersey auction house may be on the cusp of setting a new record for the priciest Pokemon card ever auctioned. Golden Auction's first edition of the 1999 Charizard card boasts a $170,000 bid with 10 days to go.
Remember Pogs?
No. Pogs, I'm with you. It's like a Pog. Like,
Pogs.
Some kid's probably got this card sitting in his parents' closet back at home, and it's worth $170,000.
Right.
Rapper Logic holds the record. He paid $220,000 for one back in October. And YouTube influencer Logan Paul also paid $216,000 for one of these.
Holy smokes.
Buy a house. A house.
For $16,000?
I know. Imagine people are holding two things in front of you. One is a car. One is a card, just a little cardboard card in their hand. Or point to the house behind you. You can have either for the same price. Ain't that wild when you think of it that way?
Yep.
Shish kebab.
For more entertainment news, download the MyTalk app or go to mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. MyTalk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on MyTalk 107.1.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Donna and Steve here on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment, bib.
You have a good voice, man. Good voice, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's a good version of that song that isn't played enough, frankly.
I love
I'm happy that
horns.
We're playing it here.
So
oh,
good.
I'm a big fan of a horn.
You ever watch I Love Lucy?
Like when Ricky
would perform at the Copacabana, I think. And he had all his horn section there, and he would dance.
All of my I Love Lucy memories, and I know that I've seen multiple episodes as a child and it being on in reruns and my mom watching it, they have all dissolved into just memory of the chocolate conveyor belt situation.
Yep, that's all you remember.
And it is all dissolved into that one memory and leaves me feeling very good about I Love Lucy. I now must tell you about a story.
Okay, let's hear it.
You talked about you'll wake up in the morning, Donna realizes, oh, I left my garage door open all night. Yikes. Well, this is maybe 8 years ago, 7 years ago. This is when we're living in New Mexico. Stevie Boy is on a business trip to Boston, Massachusetts. Hyannis, to be specific.
Okay.
We were there shooting a special on the Kennedys. So I'm on the other side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call. As I recall, in the middle of the night, and maybe it's about 4 a.m. there, because it was about 2 a.m. in New Mexico, the cops came to our house, started shining lights into the windows, started knocking on the door, repeatedly trying to wake someone from within the house. Anybody in there? Hello? Anybody in there? It's just my wife and either one or two kids at the time. How panicked would you be? Spouse is out of town.
Terrified.
People knocking at your door, flashlights out the window. You can see police lights, but you just, it's police. Open up. It's, whoa. Me no likey. I felt so bad that I wasn't there. The reason they did it, Donna, wife had accidentally left the garage door open and the breaker box, you know, like the breaker box that you have in the garage.
Yep.
Very often. That door was flung open. Just hadn't been closed. Sometimes it doesn't latch.
So the police, the breaker box, as in the circuit breaker?
Yes, Quay.
Okay.
Okay.
To the house.
So you're to the house.
So that controls,
you know,
the
like if
the
lights go out somewhere, we're going to turn all the levers.
Got
the
it.
Breaker box. Yeah.
So that was in the garage.
That door is open. Yeah, okay. It was in the garage. That door is open. Is yours in your basement?
Yes. But I have
somewhere
one. I also have one.
Of course, multiples. Love it. Must be nice.
No, which it's breaker in the box basement. It's in the to? Basement. It's in the basement.
Okay. Garage door open, breaker box door open as well. Police patrolling in the middle of the night see that and get concerned that someone has opened our garage door, has killed the power to disable any alarm.
Oh.
And has broken into the house.
Yikes.
They were fearing the worst.
That's terrifying.
Police, open up. Anybody in there?
Wow,
lights
Steve.
Flashing up into her window. Stevie boy sleeping in a 5-star hotel in Boston, Massachusetts. Wife at home terrified, essentially gets raided by the police in the middle of the night.
So she goes to the door with the babies, or is
no? I think she went down by herself. The babies hadn't woken.
So
but then
what,
you have babies, and then you hear a knock, and your first thought is, "Where are the babies?"
Right. So let me ask you this.
Absolutely, I'm an open book.
What do they think is the reason for the breaker box being open?
Oh, it just didn't latch.
So that was
but it. That was all that happened. Yeah. It just, but then they saw those two things together and they think like cops, right? They encounter a lot
great.
Of bad situations
That's
that they
great.
Have to go and help. And I appreciated how on it they were, but a frightening situation though, to have lights shining in your window and then allow,
absolutely.
You know, because if a cop comes to your door in the middle of the night, presumably it's not like, or.
No, it's like, open up. We have a warrant.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah exactly.
Well, so. I mean, thank God for the police, you know, because think if something terrible had happened, not necessarily
yes.
at your house, but any house.
But
if something had happened and the power was cut and you couldn't make, you know, or your phone was dead and you,
yeah.
you know, what if you were tied up?
Okay.
Now I'm really scared.
Well, listen. You might want to close your garage door
right?
tonight, Donna.
I will.
You know, also, real quick on breaker boxes while we're there. None have ever been truly labeled the correct way.
I
live in a new build. We're the only people who have ever lived here, which means the builders go out and they write all the things. All right, this is for this. This is for this. There's still multiple blank ones. Ones that aren't identified when I'm trying to figure out, no, well, how do I get to like the master bathroom? How do we figure that out?
Yeah.
It's not labeled. What's
you
going on
there?
You should
have an electrician come out and just do it for you. Do you have an electrician friend?
I do have an electrician friend.
Just have him come by and get yourself a label maker if you want to make it nice. Or a Sharpie,
oh,
whatever
boy.
You got.
Yeah, this would be my wife's moment where she's like, oh, I actually do have a laminator. Very proud when she gets to laminate something. It comes up like annually, and she's like, oh, I can laminate that.
I love it.
And the kids won't spill on it.
That's awesome. Steve, are you watching The Morning Show? I can't remember.
Yeah, I watched The Morning. In fact, I watched The Morning Show when I had whatever that sickness was in late January, early February.
Yes.
I was binge watching it then.
Excellent.
Curled up by my fireplace in body aches with a fever, looking up at the screen.
Excellent show. Excellent. Love it. Season 2 is
coming
back.
Yeah, it was very good.
So, this is Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, some other people, the guy
Steve
from Creep.
Carell.
Yep, Steve Carell. Yeah, very good. It's about a TV morning show. Well,
the guy from Creep is great in it, by the way.
He's so good. I love him.
So good.
so good. Did you see Creep, so by the way? Watch Creep.
No,
oh, you have to watch Creep. You and your wife, watch it. It's very short. Watch it. Because every voice in your head that has ever told you to beware of something is going to come alive after seeing this.
Okay, so I'm going to pass on that.
No, you should
see it. Holiday season.
It's a lesson learned to remember to listen to that inner voice. Anyway, I digress. Okay. Juliana Margulies has joined the cast. I love this. She is going to play wife. An anchor. Yep. And the Clooney Show.
The ER.
ER, thank you. It was actually mostly her. But she's going to play Laura Peterson, an anchor at UBA News. And she's obviously one of the most critically acclaimed TV actresses working today. She's been nominated for 10 Emmys. I am super excited for this choice. She was on Billions most recently, I believe.
You know who I could see being in? Let's cast the morning show. I don't know when season two is coming out.
I don't either.
I don't know that they fully resumed production yet, but I'll tell you who would make like a good executive who could deliver serious lines, but also could provide some comedic relief would be Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Love it.
Couldn't you see her?
Yes.
Behind the scenes, big wig that comes in from
She'd
corporate who
frantic.
Just layeth the smack down.
See, no, I'm picturing her as like the frantic producer.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? She's just frantic and like behind the scenes and yelling at people. I love it. Let's get that going.
Let's get all the Julias and Juliana.
All of them.
All the Jules in together.
Hey, guys. We got to study when we return.
Hey, guys. You have a study that has to do with your phone use and your mood, which frankly is hard to believe.
You think so?
In fact, I kind of don't even believe it.
You're kidding. Oh, my God. Well, let's tackle that and what people have been doing while under quarantine. Something good. Something really good.
Yeah.
All according to a new study when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Thank you. We're back.
He's a great whistler, Bing is. He likes the whistling
songs. Yes. Oh, I love a good whistling song. Remember we had...
Kelly Hansen. Great whistler.
She is.
Twin Cities Live reporter. Yeah, really good whistler.
We went through
whistler.
A period of time where there was a lot of whistling in our bumper music. A lot.
Yes,
we went through a lot of snaps.
Yes,
squee. Now we've got horns, all sorts of stuff.
You got to watch White Christmas.
I'll do it.
You don't sound excited about it.
Yeah, I still have to watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You don't strike me as a Christmas movie kind of a lady.
Not really. Mm-mm.
Gosh, dang it, Donna.
Well, unless a lot of time has passed, for the most part, I don't like to watch movies twice. Like, if I see a movie, I don't need to go back and watch it again. Unless maybe 10 years have gone by or 20 years.
Oh, so Christmas is not great because that's what people do during the holidays.
The only thing I do watch is It's a Wonderful Life. I just kind of have it in the background while I'm wrapping presents.
Mary? Clarence? Clarence, am I dead?
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
All right, let's do yours first. I read the headline to it, and I think it's bunk.
Well,
there's no way.
I've got a study here, okay? There's good news and bad news. The good news is a new study found that there's no connection between all that time you spend on your phone and how anxious or stressed out you feel. The bad news is, looks like we need to find someone else to blame, huh?
Yeah.
For the study... Researchers tracked around 250 people for 1 week, okay? And they monitored how much they used their phones, and then they monitored their mental health. And they found that a person's daily smartphone pickups or screen time did not predict anxiety, depression, or stress symptoms. In fact, they found one big source of unnecessary anxiety is your guilt over feeling like you're using your phone too much.
Oh, a derivative of the phone.
Right. right. So let yourself, you know, hang out with your phone guilt-free, because even a little, if something is messing with your mood, it's not your phone. That's what this study says. Thank you for listening.
That is interesting.
Thank you.
You buy it?
Not really. I think it depends on what you're looking at. Maybe the people who were using their phones were not looking at Instagram. I find that when I am on social media, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about it. Does that make sense? I don't.
Certainly.
I don't like looking at people's pictures of how perfect and beautiful they are and their perfect vacations. I don't know. I mean, if I'm friends with you, just send me the pictures. I don't need. I don't know. It just feels like putting on a show.
Sure. Sure, Donna. I understand. My wife's been pretty off the grid with social media for, probably like the last 3 years, where she has, like she has an Instagram page, but she only has, I don't know, maybe 12 total posts on it. And she had gone, I think, 2 years between posts. And then
you
should post.
Wow.
And then she did. And then I just talked to her last week. I said, boy, I noticed you haven't put anything up. And she said, yeah, I think I'm done. I enjoyed it and I'm gone for now. And if I ever want to go back, I'll go. She doesn't like it for all of the common reasons that you're talking about, that so many people feel this sort of dissonance when they're there checking it out, because it is very difficult, despite the best advice. It's very difficult to not fall into the comparison trap when you are on social media, even though you know it's a highlight reel, even though you know it's an edited picture, even though you know their house gets messy like yours does. The lie is often louder when you're scrolling, where you're like, that looked fun.
Yeah.
You ever talked to somebody over the week, or excuse me, have you ever spoken with someone who posted something like cool on Instagram, and then you're like, oh, hey, how was your weekend? Or how was last night? And they're like, oh, so stressful. And this thing, yeah, we finally got out and we did this. And then you're thinking, oh, but the picture on Instagram said, like, my heart is so full to be with my boo on this perfect date night. And you're like,
right.
That real life ain't connecting with what you said.
I know. Also, I find it stressful to post. I don't like the pressure of having to post something.
Sure.
And trying to be interesting. It's like, I'm not that interesting. I don't need to post something. You know what I mean?
You're interesting. Yeah. Come on.
I don't feel interesting enough to make a post about anything.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. But see, but that's a little self-deprecating, though, because the whole reason why social media is interesting, and frankly, if you don't think you're interesting, then never share a personal story of your own life on the radio. But and I'm disproving it. You are interesting. And what we're interested in is just other people's experiences. Oh, what was that like for you? And then we connect it back home to something for us. Listen, you're good enough. You're smart enough.
And gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
People like me. Thanks, Steve. That was very
You got sweet. It. I thought so, too.
Oh, yeah, you're great.
Two-thirds of people during quarantine have had at least one great idea.
And like half an aha of those moment?
Yeah, like a breakthrough of, you know what we could do? We could do this. And maybe that's how you're living life at home, how you structure family stuff, a vacation. It could be a breakthrough idea for a business, a side hustle, taking up that hobby that you've always wanted to. Almost two-thirds of people have had that, you know what? We should do this. Half of the people who have had these ideas are working on it, like writing a novel, growing a garden at home.
Yes, love that idea. Say more things.
I, at the beginning of the quarantine, started to sketch. I was like, maybe this will be a new hobby for me.
Yes.
And then we did some Disney sketches. And the first time we did it with the fam, it was like three of us felt really good about it. One really was dejected by this person's own performance and was really beating themselves up. That sucked the fun out of the room pretty quick. Then you're like being stern with them of like, hey, listen, if you don't want to be a part of this, then you need to not be a part of this, but we can't hear you complaining. And then the fun sketch session went down the tubes. But yeah. I say that to say I went 6 months without sketching, and then I sketched again last weekend, and it was so fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Steve, you should post it. Did you post it?
No, I didn't post it.
You should post it.
Did it really happen?
All right. It's a throwback Thursday. Time for some music trivia, right?
It's coming up next. I quiz Donna. Play along. Nothing up for grabs. That's next.
And we're back.
Isn't it a kid who sings this song?
What'd you say, Steve?
Isn't it a kid who sings that song,
no.
Rockin' Around the Christmas
Tree?
Well,
I guess she was young when she... It's Brenda Lee, I believe. And she was very young when she started. Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around.
So yeah, she was 13 when she sang that song that you're listening to.
Crazy.
Wow.
13. She sounds like she's 48, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Oh, boy. What a journey, huh?
Yeah, it's fun to be here.
It's fun to be here as well. It is a Thursday, but not just any old Thursday. Throwback Thursday.
Let's rewind, shall we? Shall we?
Donna and Steve present Throwback Thursday.
We need to go back in time.
We gotta go old school. Any questions about the old days?
Why, yes, there are. It's time for Steve Patterson to quiz longtime radio disc jockey Donna Valentine on old school tunes.
Well, this just sounds like a blast to me.
Steve, watcha throw it back, yeah?
Today we're all over the map. Donna, all over the mappy wappy. I hope that you are loose and I hope that you have stretched. Have you done either?
No.
Good enough.
In fact, I'm very tight. I can't turn my head.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, it's a common problem.
Wait a second. All
Don't
right, my
worry
entire,
about it.
My entire internet has frozen.
Oh,
are you kidding
me?
What
are we going to do?
You know, I'm kind of sick of this little Chromebook that I have.
Oh, maybe
it kind of sucks,
a new one.
I think. I've only had it for about a year and a half. All right, hang on.
Pick them up.
Close everything.
All right, Steve's going to close everything. We're about to play.
Ask Grant a personal question.
Throwback Thursday music trivia. Grant, how old are you?
36.
36.
84.
Grant. Follow up, do you view me as a father figure and a mentor?
I'll go with mentor, but we're about the same age, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can have mentors
still.
At the same age.
I'm 37.
Yeah.
I just turned 37.
Just turned 37 a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Halfway to 74.
Woo!
Dateline 1955. This singer's first release on RCA Victor Records was announced. The first two songs, Mystery Train and I Forgot to Remember to Forget, had been purchased from Sam Phillips of Sun Records. The singer was described by the singer's new record company as the most talked personality in recorded music in the last 10 years. Name the singer of Mystery Train and I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
Shoot, I don't remember. I forgot to remember to forget. I'm going to need a hint, Bob.
Thank you for your bravery. Sometimes with these questions, it's important to focus in on the year. It actually narrows the crowd. The year is 1955.
Yep.
The singer had been the most talked about personality in recorded music of the last decade, according to his new record company.
Okay.
Name the singer.
So I'm thinking 1955. I'm thinking of people like Elvis. I'm thinking of Frank.
And we just played earlier this week, or was it last week? Earlier this week, a rarely heard duet of those two people. I will tell you this, Donna, it is one of those two people, as you of course know.
Oh.
Name the correct one that it is.
I think it's Frank Sinatra.
No, you don't believe that.
No, it's gotta be Elvis Presley.
And you'll lock it in.
Locked in. Ding, ding, ding,
right
ding,
right answer.
Ding.
Way to go. Donna, really,
know,
really
it's
good.
It's amazing.
Does anybody know those songs, Mystery Train and I Forgot to Remember to Forget by Elvis Presley?
I'd know them if I heard them.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Dateline 1976.
Okay. This is going to be better.
An attempt was made on this singer's life when seven gunmen burst into his home, injuring him, his wife Rita, his manager Don Taylor. The attack was believed to be politically motivated.
Don't look at me. Boy, these are hard questions today. I attempt on his life?
1976.
Somebody with a hairy chest, I'm thinking. And some necklaces. Maybe an Italian
horn.
So
you're going mafia here.
I'm going leisure suit.
Oh, okay. Now, I will add one bit. The seven gunmen burst into his Kingston home.
Kingston. Oh, Kingston? Oh, okay. Would this be a Bob Marley situation?
You'll padlock it, I bet.
Final.
Wow. Nice job, Donna.
You
got it right.
Ding, dang, diggly do.
Bob Marley. Could you imagine? You know, he was probably high, right? He was probably super relaxed. And then, boom, opens the front door. Seven gunmen.
That is terrifying. I don't want to think about it.
Next. You're the one who leaves your garage door open.
Stop it.
Dateline 1976. Okay. An estimated 3.5 million people applied for tickets to this group's forthcoming British Albert Hall concerts. There were only a total of 11,000 tickets available for their concerts, but 3.5 million people applied for them. Name the group.
Okay, so I'm going to talk this out now because it's still 1976 and it could be. Is it a British group, may I ask?
It is not.
It is not,
it is not a British group, nor is it an American group.
Is it a Canadian group?
Nor is it a Canadian group. I don't think they've ever had a music group come out.
Is it a Swedish group? So I'm going to say that this was ABBA or ABBA. Who I think is really overrated. Final.
Wow, she did it again.
Wow, it's amazing.
Donna.
I know. I'm on a roll, guys.
What other Swedish groups were you going back and forth between?
I don't know any.
Dateline 1986.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
This, I don't know if it's technically a singer or the name of a group.
Okay.
Sued by two families alleging that the band, let's call it a band, were responsible for their sons forming a suicide pact and shooting themselves after listening to the band's records. The parents and their legal team alleged that a subliminal message of "Do It" had been included in the band's song "Better By You, Better Than Me."
Okay, this rings a bell.
The suit ended up being dismissed, by the way, in 1990.
I almost wanted to say Black Sabbath.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So it's somebody like that, like not a Metallica.
You're like a dog sniffing around right now, and your nose is in the right place.
Alice? Chains?
Let's go biblical.
Okay.
Like, go.
It's not going to be like Genesis.
No, that but would I like that. Okay, this
okay.
is fun.
All right. Jesus,
Bible names.
Jesus and the okay. Mary chain? Jesus
no,
and the
Mary? No. You could argue, in fact, many theologians do, that this person had a bit of a falling out with Jesus late in his life.
Oh, okay. It's either, is it Gabriel?
No.
Satan?
No. You would never name, no one ever names their kid this anymore because it's always tied to the concept of betrayal.
Oh, so it's Judas Priest. Final.
Nice job, Donna.
That was good, Steve.
Genesis. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
it was good. Very good. Very good.
Thanks, Steve.
Dateline 1994.
Oh, no. This isn't going to end well.
This is the summer that I was 10 right before I turned 11, and okay. I really remember. No, but I'm just saying, I really remember this summer.
Okay.
It was the OJ trial. It was the OJ chase.
Okay. I was deep into hee-haw land.
Oh, no. Well, this is very bad.
Okay.
This group knocked themselves off the number one position on the U.S. singles chart when On Bended Knee started a six-week run at number one. The group's I'll Make Love to You had been at number one for a record-breaking 14 weeks. Name the group.
Okay, so my first thought when you said On Bended Knee was Boys to Men. But then I started thinking about some of those boy bands like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Now here again, I would tell you to really hone in on the year. 1994. Ooh, I don't like it being sung.
Okay. I'm going to need a hint. It's a group, right? It's a boy group.
You're right
group.
There. You've already said it.
It's a group.
You've already said it. All you need to do is confidently lock it in.
Backstreet Boys final.
Hey. You didn't even say the Allen final because you were going to go with your gut. What was your gut?
NSYNC.
No, that wasn't your gut.
It was Boys to Men, which was my first
lock
gut.
Lock it up.
Yeah.
Nice job, Donna.
1994? I would have thought that was more like 89, 91.
No, and NSYNC didn't really hit till 98, 99, 2000, right around there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's too bad. Are we done?
I'll throw in one more quick one for
all right,
real quick.
For good measure.
Dateline 2014.
Oh, boy.
This singer was named the most streamed artist in the world by Spotify. The, at the time, 23-year-old had racked up more than 860 million streams on the service, beating Eminem and Coldplay, who came second and third, respectively. Katy Perry was the year's most streamed female artist, with Ariana Grande second and Lana Del Rey third. Named the male singer who was the most streamed at the age of 23 in the year 2014.
My first thought is to say Bieber, but he can't be much older than 23 right now. Does he have a song about a telephone?
No.
There's no Hotline Bling or anything like that?
No, Hotline Bling.
Okay.
You're deeply attracted to this man.
Oh, it's Ed!
It's Ed
Sheeran. Yeah, lock it in.
Wow, way to go, Donna. Unbelievable.
Oh, man, unreal. How do I do it every week? It's impossible to know.
I want to be done now.
Okay, you are done. Good job, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for the game. Can I just real quick remind people about the 13th Annual Santa Project?
It's a big deal. It's going on now.
Yeah, it benefits the Ronald McDonald House Charities. It's virtual this year, so we're not collecting toys, we're collecting money. And today's sponsor is Voyage Healthcare, and they donated a $1,000 match to our Santa Project Fund.
Yeah, shout out to Voyage Healthcare. Thank you so much for helping us deliver a happy holiday to families who are at the Ronald McDonald House. You can learn more at mytalk1071.com. Keyword Santa. Go there now.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to get to some of the responses of our Facebook question. What is the best memory you have of a handmade gift? Either received or given. I don't know how it's doing on Facebook right now, but we'll check into that. And also a really hilarious dog that you have got to listen to when we come right back on My Talk. We're back.
Hey.
Clearly. Donna and Steve on My Talk, 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve, does your dog talk at all?
No.
He doesn't make like kind of noises?
No.
I wonder if he ever will.
I hope not.
You should talk to him.
I do.
But I mean, don't just command him, but just be, you know.
No, what do you think I am? Of course I talk to the dog.
Oh, okay.
Just because he's not talking back doesn't mean no one's saying anything to the dog. This dog gets talked to a lot.
Okay.
Look at you, my little man. Look at you, the little prince of thieves. You are destined for greatness.
You know, those kind of things.
Oh, okay. You know, the typical stuff. Well, there is a viral Instagram little video of a dog who, can we say the BH word?
That's a good question. I could kind of fast forward it a little bit.
All right, or pull it down real quick and then back up.
Yeah, give me a second. You guys talk. Let me figure out where
Steve,
that timing
is. Okay,
B-I, so, is it like the female dog word?
No, B-H.
B-H?
It's like what everybody has in their backyard.
That's funny. There's you and me playing passwords someday. It's what everybody has. B-H. Yeah. No, well, we just got cleared for a fart from the boss.
Oh, nice. I know. That's nice. She's not real excited about it.
No, but she doesn't sound excited about it at all.
Yeah, it's all right. But anyway, this dog, you have to watch the video as we listen to it.
Okay.
Because, first of all, it's got the, it's kind of like a calico kind of dog. I don't know what you call that. All those different colors.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
got these beautiful blue eyes. Okay, yeah. Don't hit play yet.
Okay, I'm just getting past the ad so that I'll be ready.
Okay. So this, I just love this because I like to look at his teeth. It almost looks like somebody doctored it. Oh. So this dog disagrees with the story that is being told about him by his owner. So here we go.
You do. You lift your tail up. No, you lift your tail up and you rub the rest of your seat. No, you're not supposed to do that.
You have to see his
turns
mouth.
To talk to somebody else.
His teeth are hilarious. They're like all these little shark teeth in his mouth.
James.
Wow. And you can, I mean, it's just so funny how he reacts and how attentive he is. Anyway, I just thought that was fun. By the way, lots of people adopting dogs during this crazy year. Mm. And many of them giving them names like Corona, Rona, Covey. COVID.
COVID.
Fauci.
Fauci.
This is so funny. I will never forget the time when, okay, so I was working in country music and there was a certain female artist who had this huge success, sold 10 million albums back to back, both of her first and second albums. You'll figure out who I'm talking about. And it's a few years later, like maybe 3 years later, I'm in a public restroom at a festival and all I hear is, Shania, hurry up. Shania, come on. And I just thought it was the funniest thing because you've never heard the name Shania in your whole life until right. Shania Twain. And then it, all now these little kids. Yeah. No, it was a, it was a child. But anyhoozle, our question.
Fun story.
Thanks a lot, Steve. I really appreciate that. Okay, so our Facebook question didn't do too bad. We're going quality over quantity today.
What was the question again? Remind me.
The question is, what is it? Today happens to be Make a Gift Day. And so I thought it would be fun to ask your best memory of a handmade gift, either one that you gave or one that you received. And we have some really great, thoughtful answers. Would you like me to begin?
Let's see here. You start at the bottom. I'll start at the top.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me scroll down because that didn't look down there. Oh, this is really sweet. Melissa said her daughter's kindergarten teacher's mom made each student a blanket with their name and handprints with a hat and gloves. So out of their kids, that's really fun.
Emily says, when we were kids, my mom would make fudge for all six kids' stockings. Christmas morning came and we discovered, and this can be scary, our little rat terrier, Spooky, ate all the fudge, but he didn't get sick. And we never saw the saran wrap come out of his butt.
Whoa. Maybe he threw it in the garbage.
This is trash.
Shannon got a handmade quilt from her parents made with her old soccer jerseys. That is really thoughtful.
My son and daughter in heart, I don't know what that means, Jessica, made a homemade Christmas ornament made of South Carolina little seashells. It meant so much to me that I have it displayed all year long. Well, that's cool, Jessica.
Oh, that is sweet.
Jessica, the other Jessica, says, when I was little, my mom said all she wanted for Christmas was peace of mind. So I went and got a brain kit and took one piece out, painted it, and gave it to her. She still has it 30 years later. That's cute.
That is
funny.
Super creative, too, to take it so literally.
Anise cookies from my mother-in-law every year. Family favorites. You got to be into anise, and that's an acquired taste.
Linda said, quite a few years ago, I got a handmade Christmas skirt. I love this idea. with all the names of everyone on it, kids, grandkids, etc. Loved it, and I still use it to this day. It is my most treasured gift. Oh.
That's really sweet.
Emily said Grandpa made a rocking cradle for her babies when she was about two. And now her daughter plays with it.
Wow.
Oh, a Raggedy Ann doll from scratch. Do you remember a Raggedy Ann doll?
I do, yeah. And then Raggedy Andy.
They're so cute. That would be cool to have, like, in a corner at a cabin.
Oh, God, no. Donna, wait a second.
It's so cute. I love them to put them on a shelf.
Okay.
I never had one.
Oh, well, that's... Then you got to get one. You want me to get you one?
Christmas.
No, we're not doing gifts.
What you want, Papa, get you.
It's just so old school, you know? It's just so... So Little House on the Prairie-ish.
Yeah, I just think if someone's like Airbnb-ing your place or something like that, and then they're like, oh, they think this is the guy. Ah!
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, better that than a dead squirrel under your butt.
Why choose when you can have both? Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh, you
Happy
guys.
Happy Thursday, guys. Can you believe tomorrow's Friday already? What are we doing here?
It went by really fast.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
By the way, thanks to Randy, who just sent us a tweet. 11 seconds of entertainment. Apollo the lizard on a train going around the base of a Christmas tree.
Wow. Apollo.
She sent it to you and me. It's very cute.
We'll go look at it. Thank you. All right, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you. And we'll see you back here tomorrow at 9. Bye.